Lecture 27, The War's Early Years and the Great Plague.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. In this lecture, we're going to examine the first few years of the Peloponnesian War from 431, when it broke out, to 427. That year, 427, marks the end of the revolt of Mytilene on the island of Lesbos, off the coast of Asia Minor. And the speeches of Cleon and a certain Diodotus to the Athenian assembly that put forward alternate punishments for the people of Mytilene. Thucydides, who gives us these speeches, uses them to critique the nature of Athenian imperialism at this time. So these speeches are very important for giving us a glimpse into what the people are thinking about. Before we start on all of this, let's consider the resources of the two sides at the beginning of the war. There's no question that the Athenians were odds-on favorite to win this war. They had an annual pharos of 1,000 talents from their allies. And they had a further 1,000 talents in reserve in the league treasury. They also had about 13,000 first-class hoplites and a reserve force of around 16,000-17,000 or so. Most importantly, they had the largest navy in Greece. So they had plenty of money and plenty of manpower. The Spartan resources were also good, but they didn't come anywhere near the Athenians. The Peloponnesian League had a powerful land army of around 40,000 hoplites, so it could certainly put more men into the field than the Athenians could. But the Spartans had no annual income from their allies, because, if you remember, they would levy income only in times of war. That meant that they had no financial reserves at their disposal, unlike the Athenians. Moreover, Sparta didn't have a navy. Its chief naval power was Corinth. But even as late as 432, or indeed 431, Corinth was still recovering from its naval defeat at Athenian hands off Corcyra in 433. If you remember, this was one of the causes of the Peloponnesian War. Even more significant, though, was Sparta's Achilles' heel. And that is, of course, the threat of revolt from the Helots. As we know, the Spartans were reliant on these people. And this was something that didn't affect any other Greek state. Now, bearing all of these factors in mind, we'd probably put a few dollars, or drachmas, on the Athenians if there was a bet as to who would win the war. But you know what? We would lose. The first 10 years of the war, from 431 to 421, are called the Archidamian War. And this name is taken after the Spartan king Archidamus. He led a series of invasions into Attica that was supposed to be on an annual basis. In 421, that's at the end of the Archidamian War period, hostilities came to an end with the Peace of Nicias. And it was called this after the Athenian general Nicias, who brokered the peace. However, this peace of Nicias, lasted for only a short time, 2 or 3 years or so, before warfare again broke out. Now, you might then think that we're dealing with two separate wars, one from 431 to 421, and then the other one from about 418 or so to 404. But Thucydides was right to see that the war between Athens and Sparta was one long one, and that it was punctuated only by a short hiatus, after the Peace of Nicias and then the resumption of hostilities. So that's why we give the dates of the Peloponnesian War as 431 to 404, as if there was no hiccup in it.